Baruch Abba, welcome to Evan Bez Hashem. We are learning Pele Yoitz, Shema 251, on the topic of a ger, a traveler, a sojourner, that we over here, in the topic of this morning, are encouraged to be like this ger, traveling through this world, not focusing to acquire more and more physical gashmias, but rather to acquire more spiritual points in our bank account for Olam Haba. Of course, that's not why we do mitzvahs. We don't do mitzvahs, so we get reward, as the Mishnah tells us in Perek Yavis, in the beginning of Perek Aleph. But the mindset, the attitude, has to be recalibrated. Now, years ago, around 15 years ago, I was a Rebbe, 8th grade Rebbe, and, you know, they have smartphones and smart this and smart that. They had a smart board. Let me tell you, smart board wasn't too smart. And it was a nice concept, but I think they got a knockoff brand. And, you know, you could get what you pay for. And the idea is you could, like, do everything over there, and they changed the color of your pen to red and blue and make boxes and all these things. It was great if it works. But you always have to recalibrate. You put it in one place, and then it thinks you're somewhere else. And I always said, there was a Talmud, I would say, listen, Yaakov, I said, do me a favor, could you recalibrate the machine? Recalibrate. The Pele Yoitz is telling us, we have to recalibrate ourselves, unless we're already calibrated, which is great. Because the world we live in today is so mugushendik. The gashmius is overwhelming. The brand names, and if you don't, you know, sometimes a little kid walks into a shul, you know how they do it? You know how they frisk the kid? Open the jacket and see, what's the name of the suit you're wearing?
Really?
What's the suit you're wearing? That's normal?
The other kids do it.
You got the recorder, let's go afterwards. Yeah. That, girls will want to go to shul only if they have the top brand names of shoes and skirts and whatever they wear, the dresses. Says the Pele Yoitz, "Uviyado adam lahargil tivoy ma'at ma'at." Person has to bear in mind everything we're discussing, and to accustom himself little by little. Listapik bemuat, be satisfied with just what you need, the basic necessities. And as I'm saying these words, what pops into my head is the time, I don't know, maybe it's 15 years ago, I forgot how many years already, but now I had the schus to go with Deir Shu Teretz Yisrael. And I was in Rav Iron Leib Steinman's house. We were packed in together. In fact, as we were waiting, I pulled out his Gemara, Megillah. I was learning Megillah at the time, Daf Yotes. It's my claim to fame. I used his Gemara Megillah, waiting to greet him for 3 milliseconds as we passed by. Billionaires went into his house. There's no question in my mind that they offered to paint his house. I'm telling you, it was like I went back in history, the stories from the shtetl, the way certain things looked. He learned on a stool without a back that he made. I believe they say he made it. When I don't have a back to my chair, I'm like hunched over, I'm not sitting properly. And all the pictures you would see of him, sitting up straight. He was a shorter person. Not a fellow. Adam Gadol. Tzaddik. Mistavik b'muat. You know, we see tzaddikim and we think, oh, that's for them. He was a human being just like us. And when he went to Shabbos, he trained himself. And he went to Shabbos Kiddush, he smelled the potato kugel like we smell. You like potato kugel? Who doesn't like potato? Everybody likes potato. Might not like the kishkwa pacha, but you like potato. Everybody likes potato. He smelled like everybody. Maybe he had one piece. You know, now Hanukkah is approaching. You know what sometimes the kids do? They calculate how many donuts they had for the whole entire Hanukkah. But the problem is sometimes by adults, they don't calculate.
Yeah.
And they just let it rip. That's also a problem. In all seriousness, istapik b'mu'at, be satisfied with less. When a person's traveling, and they know they're traveling, they just pack, as we've said, what they need. And if they don't have something, like, you know what? It's not such a big deal. I'm going home soon. If we recalibrate ourselves, that if we don't have what we think sometimes we need, and I love to ask my children, I need, you need? They smile to me. Okay, I would like. I don't need it. I would like. Oh, okay, would like. Oh, I thought you needed it. And we have to recalibrate and ask ourselves, if I don't have something, can I get along without it? And the answer is usually yes. And if he feels deprived, and the Yetzer Hara comes to push him back toward the path of the Gashmias and the luxuries, he has to strengthen himself. And he has to push himself forward. And this, says the Pelyois, this is our obligation. This is our obligation. L'chiyois chai tzar ala teiru v'al avoidu v'al churim beis amigdo shul bitul teiru v'avoidu v'al royus rabois should go ramnu b'avoinoseinu. Now let's break up what I just said. We have a responsibility that if, in order to live a life of Torah, it's chai tzar for the pursuit of Torah, there's sometimes difficulty. Sometimes they don't get all the luxuries. But we have the right understanding that one word of Torah is worth it. Chayei tzar al Torah ve'al avodah, and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodah in this generation, it's not karbonos, it's tefillah. What's tefillah, says Chazal? Dvarim ho'oindim v'ruma shel olam. It's that which stands in the highest realms in Shemayim. And Chazal tell us, Gemara says this, and we're mezalzel, and we cheapen it. We cheapen it. Why are cell phones still ringing on a regular basis in the shul during davening? I don't mean over here. Why is it that the rabbanim still have to make announcements? Before you go into the shul, you turn your phone off. Okay, sometimes we forget. You know what? Leave the phone out of the shul. But don't do what this one tzaddik does. I don't understand what happens. I down in a certain place. He doesn't want to bring his phone inside, so he leaves it outside, and he gets a phone call during davening. So you hear it the whole davening. But he's davening Shemoneh Esrei. So in the meantime, it's beeping all along. But what is that? If you want to leave it out, and no one hears it. And I want to tell you something. If your phone is ringing during davening, and you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, stop your davening Shemoneh Esrei. Don't ruin else's davening, and turn it off. And you want to find out if that's halacha, go find it out. Everyone's got to be disturbed because of the tzaddik over here? Unbelievable. What's tefillah? It's tefillah's dvarim ho'oimdim b'ruma shel olam. It's in the highest realms. Yitzchak Avinu, give us tefillah. It's mesakin tefillah. You know, how do you say davening? Davening. What is davening? Da'avu hoin. Davening is based from the word da'avu hoin. A voice. Our fathers. That's where it comes from. We don't even realize them. We say davening. What is davening? Da'avu hoin. You have to appreciate what tefillah is. What he's telling us is to recalibrate. Val churim beis hamikdash. How many times throughout the year do we think about the churim beis hamikdash? Or is it just on day of Tisha B'Av? Oh, where are those shoes? I haven't found them since Yom Kippur. I have to find my Tisha B'Av shoes. Now that's when we think about Tisha B'Av coming up. Tisha B'Av is every single day. You have to realize it's a Chor Meis HaMikdash. Every single day. And I'm not saying stay up to 12:30 at night saying Tikkun Chatzos. But we have to live our lives. There's a Chorban. And if a person's living with his luxuries and luxuries and luxuries, then he's not living realizing that there's a Chor Meis HaMikdash. That's a contradiction. Ubitul Torah. He's telling us we have to mechazik the fact that there's a disregard for Limud HaTorah. What's the greatest mitzvah? Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. Do we live our lives that Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah? Are we learning as much as we can? Are we supporting the Torah as much as we can? It's the greatest mitzvah. Are we encouraging others to come to learn as much as we can? Valrois, Rabbois, Shagoramnu, Vavoinisainu. And the numerous Rois, Rabbois, evils that we have caused because of our Averis in the pursuit of the luxuries of this world. I'm going to stop here with the words. I want to conclude with the Gemara that I saw yesterday. And I send it out. It's Kuftun Aleph Amud Beis. So we started this morning with Amud Yom Yishir, Kuftun Beis Amud Aleph. So it was yesterday's Gemara I sent out. And I saw the Gemara, I said to myself, I believe it's Kuftun Aleph Amud Beis, if not it was Amud Aleph. I said to myself, that Gemara ties in exactly to what we're learning about here in the Pele Yoitz. And it's a very, very powerful Gemara. So you have to sit down, buckle your shoes, and get prepared, ready to hear something which is a very strong, strong Gemara to swallow. No pun intended to what you're about to hear. And the Gemara says that if a person lives his life eating foods and drinking foods in excessive manner, when that person passes on, his stomach blows up and the excrement shoots out and slaps him right in the face. As if to say, says the Gemara, you wanted this? You take it back. This is the Gemara says. And it fits in beautifully what we're talking about over here. I once heard of Don Segel Shlita, one of the great tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael. Someone told me over how he eats a Shabbos Suda. And we're not on this level. And the Shabbos, enjoy your food. Shabbos is a whole different level. Don't go overboard. Don't have that fifth piece of kugel already. But just by the first kiddush you go to, right? You have to have gefilte fish or fish, right? It's a minig, right? You don't have to eat minig. You took a little challah, put in the fish, had some fish, a little this. He had the challah, had the chicken. A little this, a little of that, just a little. But the delicious food is, I'm sure he ate it and he thanked his wife, his rabbitson. We have to be recalibrating and living our lives for the ruchnius. The ikra has to be the spiritual pursuit. We should have in the world when this nisoy and this challenge is so great to be able to stand strong and remind ourselves of what the Pel Yoitz, our Rebbe, is teaching us here in Ois Gimel on the Tablet of Ger.